Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to this morning's program. And Jason Roll is my guest. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, John.
Always a pleasure to get to sit down with you for a few minutes. But I guess first thing I want to say is, and I didn't even know this until we sit down, but you've stepped down as the Northeastern FFA ag instructor. So going into farming full time, not like you haven't been, but congratulations to that decision, and will sorely be missed as the FFA advisor, but hey, it'll be handed down in good hands, I'm sure.
I appreciate that, John. Yeah, and we've found a replacement, and they'll do a great job. So excited to start a new venture.
You've always done a good job. If you would, before we get into farming and talking beans and corn here, COVID last year certainly wrecked the FFA program, for as it did many, many, many things. But I guess it's up in full gear now and going forward. But how did you guys persevere through that?
You know, yeah, it came with a unique set of challenges when you deal with COVID and from online meetings and virtual events and contests. And you know, you work through those problems and you get those taken care of. And, as you move forward and start looking forward to the next year and in-person events, boy, you just really cherish those times that you can actually go and see people and enjoy people's company. And the FFA is no different. You know, we did attend the state FFA convention here this past June. They actually had it at the Indiana State Fairgrounds this year, and took about 12 kids over there and had a great time. And it was really something. They did a good job, and I was glad it was at the fairgrounds. And just a shout out to all those people that made that happen. They did a great job at the state level.
So the national convention is going to happen.
The national convention is going to happen. They're going to have it in person and virtual. So if you want to go in person, you're more than welcome. And then you're also, if maybe your school won't allow field trips still and that kind of stuff, you can still attend virtually, and they're going to have everything in a digital format. So it's going to be good, and I think that Northeastern will probably attend in person, and so those kids will get the opportunity to go over there to Indianapolis and participate in the national convention this fall.
Well, good, and again, congratulations on the decision, both by you and the school. You know, as they found your replacement, and I'm sure it's in very, very good hands. Jason, let's go on and talk a little bit about farming. That's forefront now for you, and I know I've had the chance to talk to you and in past, and you always offer up some information that's always helpful and that's needed to be heard. I guess if you can, because I have not talked to you for a while, walk me through a little bit of, you know, how your planting season worked and went. And up to this point, things are looking pretty good, you know, fingers crossed, but things look pretty good right now.
Yeah, you know, I think this spring came with some challenges. I think we had, a window pretty early. Had some friends take the opportunity to plant pretty early in April. And then we caught some cold weather and some snow even in April that maybe delayed some of that. We had a week later, it was fit again to go back to planting in that last week of April. And went through May and kind of got some rains, kind of put us to mid-May on some planting and all the way towards the end of May. And it, it just, our season went pretty well. And we kind of started in that mid-May version on corn. We planted some earlier beans. And spring went pretty timely for us. So pretty optimistic on planting season. Then just been kind of getting some rains here.
Yeah, I guess that brings me to another question. Are we to the point where we've had too much moisture?
I won't say we've had too much. I think we've had enough to this point. You know, our corn's really loving all the rain that we've got. But the beans, I think that they're starting to show a little bit of stress from having a little bit too much rain in our particular area. You know, not to say that 10 miles south of us or 10 miles north haven't had different conditions, but the beans are starting to show a little bit of water stress. But all in all, they're still looking pretty good.
One of the things you and I had a chance to talk before we did this, and the thing that interested me, because I've been hearing and reading and talking to people about it, because I had mentioned if you'd used a fungicide, you know, this year, because we're right in fungicide time, obviously. And you said you used in-furrow fungicide this year. It's kind of interesting to me. How'd you get along with it? And up to this point, what's your thinking of it?
So, yeah, I've tried a newer product on the market that is doing some in-furrow fungicide, trying to get these plants to stay healthy throughout the growing season instead of maybe just flying on an application at tassel. But, you know, so far I've been fairly impressed with the way it's looking. And, you know, we're still going to go out and scout and make sure that it's doing its job here as we get into tassel and brown silk. And you know, I'm not opposed to spraying on a fungicide with either, you know, an airplane or a helicopter or something of that nature if it still needs to be done for some of these funguses that we got coming in later, like our northern corn leaf blight and all those different types of funguses that we might see, or gray leaf spot, that kind of stuff. So,
as you've scouted your fields here in the last few weeks, have you, and relatively talking about beans here, I guess, have you noticed, you know, the beans, some of the beans are struggling a little bit here, maybe again from too much moisture or some wet holes and so on and so forth, but have you seen anything that's alarming to you while you've been out there?
Nothing too alarming, I wouldn't say, especially in beans, that I would be too concerned about yet. You know, I think that as far as management practices, everybody's a little bit different. I'll probably go ahead and spray those beans with a fungicide just to give some late season protection here and try and retain as many flowers and pods as we possibly can.
Jason, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll address some other things.
Co-Alliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, is committed to cultivating communities, standing behind their value of conservation and service in rural and urban communities. They're proud to have a strong history in their hometowns. They look for new ways to cultivate success in the communities that they call home. Agronomy, liquid fuels, propane, home heat, and grain marketing. Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local farmer-owned cooperative, and part of the community since the 1920s.
We spend our entire lives hearing the word no, and we're always told what we can't do. My fellow Americans, it's time that we stand up for ourselves and what we want. It's time that we say yes.
Yes!
When it comes
yes!
to high-speed internet,
yes!
say yes to an LBC.
Yes!
When it comes to no data caps, say yes to an LBC.
Yes!
When it comes to free installation and local customer service, say yes to an LBC.
Yes!
Join the Say Yes movement right now at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected.
Did you know Indiana Farm Bureau offers its members thousands of discounts and everyday expenses? A Farm Bureau membership gives you access to more than 250,000 offers, such as discounts on hotels, rental cars, flowers, restaurants, movies, equipment, vehicles, and more. This includes featured discounts with major brands like Ford, John Deere, and Grainger. Using just one of Indiana Farm Bureau's member discounts can save you more than the cost of your annual membership. Anyone can become a member. Find out more at infb.org today.
Back now with area farmer Jason Roll. And Jason, certainly when we get to talking about where we're at right now with prices, beans and corn both, it's been very promising all year. There's a lot of optimism. Let me ask you this question, as I ask many, but in your mind, what's the reasoning for the spike in these prices over the last 6 months or so?
Well, I'm not a grain marketer, but I like that the prices and kind of where they're sitting as a farmer aspect, you know, you look at a lot of different things on a global market, and you look at demand and supply, and, you know, I think China buying our beans is also helping our prices that way. You look at things in South America, and they've had a few little hiccups on their harvest and their crops that they've had, which is helping our prices here in East Central Indiana. And you know, as we look forward to moving out, you know, here in the Eastern Corn Belt, you know, we've been pretty blessed with rain. But as you go to the Western Corn Belt, they're pretty dry and in drought in a lot of areas. So, you know, as we come closer to harvest here, we're going to have to kind of see where we're standing. We're looking at crops that look pretty darn good and a price that's pretty strong. So, you know, your profit margins may be a little bit higher in this year coming up. And that's not a bad thing for the farmer.
So. Think yield this year is going to be as good as last?
I think that we're going to be pretty competitive with last year's. You know, when we're looking at crops that are out there, they look pretty darn good right now. I'm hoping that they're as good as last year. Last year was a pretty good year. And we'll just have to wait and see on the beans and the corn, though, is looking pretty strong right now.
I guess maybe you're more optimistic towards corn or beans at this point of the game?
At this point, you know, we've got to get through pollination and grain fill on corn, but boy, the plant health looks great. I think I'm probably a little bit more optimistic on the corn yields for this year. As of right now, like I said, our beans have shown a little bit of stress from water, but not to say that might not switch and they take off and do great this year. So corn, pretty optimistic on it right now.
Well, Jason, hey, thanks for your comments. I really do appreciate it. Best of luck to you and the new opportunity that's you've taken a hold of, and I'll be talking to you down the road.
I appreciate that, John, and look forward to it.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone stay healthy, and above all, stay safe.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.